This is the Mind Body Podcast with Coach Arvin, and I welcome those of you that are ready to play full out, face your fears, and challenge your limitations so you can shift into the powerful and confident person you know you're meant to be. This is for the few that are ready to fully commit to this journey and do whatever it takes to play this game of life at their absolute best. An exciting thing happened to me over the weekend that gave me some clarity, a deeper sense of clarity of what I'm wanting to create for all of you guys. The experience that I want all of you guys to have, the feeling that I want you guys to feel. And what happened for me was this extraordinary sense of accomplishment. It was in the CrossFit world. We're doing the CrossFit Open. It's a CrossFit competition. And the workout that got released played to my strengths, but it also required me to perform at a high level to get to where I wanted to get to in that workout. And I had a goal, I had a target, and I knew it was gonna take my full capacity to achieve that goal. And I pushed and I pushed, and we had a room full of people. We had West Tech High School there, so we had 70 other high school kids there, and there was just a lot of high energy in the room. And I did it. I achieved my goal. I got to where I wanted to go to. And I had this moment of pure, just exuberant bliss that just was exploding inside of me. I felt like I was just gonna blow up into a million pieces of confetti. Like it was just this most exhilarating moment. I was so happy. I was so jacked. I was so excited. Like every possible positive feeling you could think of times a thousand was just exploding inside of me. And I just love this moment because this was something that took me 9 years of training to get to, right? Like, yeah. The actual celebratory moment, the moment where I get to put myself to the test to see if everything that I've done up to this point was enough to get me to where I wanted to go, to get me to achieve that goal that I had for myself in that moment. I realized everything that went into it, all the work, all the blood, the sweat, the tears, just everything that I had gone through over this journey to lead me up to this moment where it was time for me to test myself. To see if I truly deserve to be at that next level, if I had put in the work, if I had put in the energy, if I had the belief in myself that I could go out there and perform at that level. And it was the most extraordinary feeling. And the first thing I thought of as soon as it was happening was, I need to get more people to feel exactly what I'm feeling right now. This is what people need to feel. They need to know what it's like to not only go out there and achieve extraordinary goals for themselves, but to allow themselves to be in that moment and relish in it and to just have that confidence within themselves to just let go. I was screaming. I was running around the room. I didn't care what people thought about me in that moment. I didn't care what the opinions were of, why is he acting that way? Like, why don't you tone it down a little bit? No, this was my moment and I was gonna own it. And this is what I want for all of you guys. I want to help you guys create your moments. I want you guys to know what it feels like to sit there and just achieve something at a high level that most people can't do because they're just not willing to put in the work. They're just not willing to do what it takes to make it happen. But you are listening to this. And you are listening to this because you have a desire inside of you that is telling you you are destined for something great. And maybe you're not really clear what that is right now, or maybe you are, but you're not there yet. But I promise you, by you listening to this, you are on the way. You are doing the right things. You are surrounding yourself with the right influences to help get you there. You are starting to train yourself to think in the way that you need to think to prepare you for that. Because there was a whole process that went into the achievement. The very first thing I had to do was set my goal, right? I knew exactly where I wanted to get to. I knew what my skill set was. I knew what my capacity was. And I knew that I had to play just a little bit bigger than that to get there. And once I knew what I wanted and why I wanted it, because I knew that only 1% of the world could get there. I knew that it was going to take me performing at my best to get there. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to prove to myself that I still had it. That I still had that drive, that will to get me to where I knew I could get to. I wanted to do that. And I wanted to do it to inspire every person in the room to show them what this process is. This is how it's done. And then once I knew what I wanted and it came time to go out there and perform, then it was the emotional state change. You know, I put myself into the emotional state that I needed to be in to go out there and conquer my goal. And for me, and for everybody, a state change starts with physiology, the way that you move your body. And for me, it's a facial expression. It's a very stern look I get on my face. And when I put that look on my face, that is what immediately shifts my emotional state. It's, you know, for some of you, my older crowd out there, and by older, I mean, you know, around my age, if you're like 35 to 50 and you're listening to this, back in the 80s, there's this movie called Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, and he was an arm wrestler, and he was getting interviewed before the match, and he was talking about, he was a trucker, right? So he always wore this trucker hat, and he wore it forward, but when it came time to arm wrestle, he would take that hat, and he would turn it around, and he told the person interviewing him, he's like, for me, that's flipping the switch. Like, when I turn this hat around, it's go time. And he does. He switches into the emotional state of the competitor, right? The warrior. The man that will not lose, that only succeeds. And that's the state that I put myself in before I go out there and I compete in CrossFit or in life. It is putting myself in the state that I need to be in to go out there and succeed with what I'm going after. Maybe it's a state of power. Maybe it's a state of gratitude. Maybe it's a state of love. It's whatever state I need to be in that moment to achieve the outcome that I'm after. So it just depends. But having that power over your emotional state and understanding who you need to be in the moment to succeed is an imperative skill set that you need to have that expectation of creating success in all these areas of your life. And that's what I did. I put myself into that emotional state. And then what did people do? Some people tried to break me out of my state, right? Some people were still like cracking jokes and, you know, just not in a rude way or trying to hurt me in any way, but people are just playful. It's a fun environment. It's loud. It's energetic. And, you know, people want to engage with you, but nothing will break my state. Only I will break my state. And I knew where I needed to be in order to go out there and achieve. And then it was about running my race, right? I was in last place at one point. I was in last place in a heat of 10 people at one point, and I ended up taking first. But if I was trying to run other people's races, if I was trying to keep pace with the people that I shouldn't have been keeping pace with, I probably would have failed. That was having a high sense of awareness of where I was at in the moment, where I needed to be, and just trusting my plan, right? Trusting my intuition, trusting my body, trusting my mind to do exactly what I needed to do in that moment, and just having a little bit of patience in the beginning and letting everything kind of play out. And then it did, you know, and then I got to where I wanted to go. I achieved my goal. And again, it was just this extraordinary sense of accomplishment, of achievement. And it was just for a moment. But man, those moments are glorious. It's what makes the work fun. It's what makes the journey fun, is knowing that you have the potential to experience that just for a moment. But you want to know what's heartbreaking? Is when somebody goes out there and achieves something that they didn't think was possible for them, and they don't allow themselves to celebrate it. They're still stuck in the fear, right? They want to scream. They want to like high-five themselves. They want to congratulate themselves and be proud of themselves, but they haven't conditioned themselves to do that. So that moment comes and they downplay it. You know, it's like, yeah, I did pretty good. Or it's, I could have done better. Or like, yeah, that went well, but let me talk about the few things that didn't go well. Like, no, man, you just crushed it. You just crushed this workout or this goal or this task or whatever it is. Like, you exceeded your expectations and everybody else's. You couldn't have done any better in that moment. You just gave me your best. How does that feel?
Pretty good, I guess.
I mean, doesn't that just suck? Isn't that just a waste of all that effort? If you're not going to allow yourself to go in there and be in that moment and just own it and say, you know what? This moment was mine. I earned this moment. You guys didn't see what I did to get to this moment. You don't know the hours that went into this, the effort, the time, the love, the passion, the frustration, the stress, the anger, everything that went into this moment to get me to this moment, to prepare me for this. It is just as important for you guys to give yourself permission
to celebrate yourself, to celebrate your achievements, as it is to do the work to get there. I mean, what's the point if we're not going to enjoy it? What is the point? Who cares what other people think? If you're surrounding yourself with people that aren't going to support your celebration, find new people. Come find me. I'll celebrate with you. I'll do it with you every time. I'll be the first one there to high five you, scream, hug, run around, whatever you want to do. I will join you in that moment because I love that, because I know what goes into that moment, and you earned it, and you deserve the right to celebrate it. You deserve the right to make that moment yours. And I encourage you to do that. I'm on a mission, man. I want you all to feel these things. I want to create the path for you guys to not only be able to celebrate those achievements, but get you to those achievements, to get you thinking bigger, and then get you thinking even bigger than that. And then entertaining thoughts that just seem ludicrous in the moment, but the more you start to visit those thoughts, the more insights start to come. The more the idea of, maybe this is possible, comes to mind. And then we get you there, and then you do it, and then we celebrate. We celebrate like mad crazy people, however you want to do it. But we're going to own that moment, and we're going to give ourselves permission to celebrate that moment, to be in that moment, because you earned it. I'm on a mission, guys. If you're ready, man, if you guys are ready, oh man, if you are just so ready to start living this game of life at a high level, man, then come with me, because I'm going all out. And who's ever ready, I'm bringing them with me. And we're going to go out there. We're going to achieve some incredible things. Don't sit back on the sidelines, buried in fear. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Right? Fear is going to be there no matter what. Just step up and own it. Just accept it as part of the process. It's a necessity for you to build the strength and the courage that you need to go out there and succeed with this stuff. It is. Join us, man. It's going to be a beautiful journey. If you're not already in the private Facebook group, there's a link on the right up here on the podcast. Join it, because we're in there multiple days a week talking about this stuff, supporting one another, growing. Get in the group. Join the movement. We're waking up. We're already awake. We're moving forward. We're growing. We're going out there and we're accomplishing things. We're achieving things. Join us. I promise you it will be the best decision you've ever made for your life, for yourself. That decision that, you know what? I'm taking full ownership of everything. And I'm going to create my life by design. And I'm going to step into my full power. And I'm going to live my life to its highest potential. If you're ready for that, if you're ready for that journey, come on over. It's going to be a wonderful ride. You're going to love it. I've been on it for quite some time now, and every day just gets better and better. And that's why I keep coming back to you guys and keep sharing all of these things, because I want you to feel what I'm feeling. I want you to live in a way that I'm living that best supports your life and what you want. Because when you start owning your shit and you start stepping into your power, everything changes for you. But you got to make the decision to do that. Make the decision. Join us. We'll see you on the other side.